感谢赞美神，耶稣基督已经复活了。
Praise the Lord, Jesus Christ is risen.
耶稣基督复活了。
Praise the Lord, Christ is risen.
好像你们没有反应。哦，我讲耶稣基督已经复活了，你们反应是什么？耶稣基督真的复活了，好不好？耶稣基督真的复活了。啊，感谢赞美神，耶稣基督已经复活了。
Praise the Lord, Christ is risen. It's risen indeed.
好像讲。讲中文的弟兄姐妹没有声音、
so、I won't say anything
我们等一下 再讲英文、uh-huh. 感谢赞美神，耶稣基督已经复活了、yeah. 我们刚才我讲什么，耶稣真的复活了，你也没有回答这、
yeah.
我们 再来，感谢赞美神，耶稣已经复活了。Okay, 我们讲英文哈。Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Christ is risen indeed.
Okay, 我们听林医生讲。
So when I say praise the Lord, Christ is risen, you say hallelujah, he's risen indeed. Okay, praise the Lord, Christ is risen.
Okay. yeah. 中世纪的时候。宗教改革家马丁路德曾经为了某一件事情实在是感觉到很愁苦，默默不乐。
During the time of Reformation, one of the reform leader, Martin Luther, was being bothered by something that caused him to be in a bad mood.
有一天他的妻子穿了一身参加丧礼礼拜的打扮从外头回来。
So one day his wife just dressed herself in a funeral dress and came back from outside.
马丁路德就问他到底是谁死了。
So Martin asked his wife, who died?
回答说基督死了。
So his wife said, Christ died.
马丁路德就很严肃地说。
So Martin Luther said in a very serious voice,
基督哪里能够死了呢？
How could Christ be dead?
夫人就回答说基督没有死。
So his wife said, if Christ is not dead,
那你为什么愁眉苦脸呢？
So why are you in a grumpy mood all the time?
弟兄姐妹，你信的神是怎样的一位神？
So brothers and sisters,What kind of God do you believe in?
是已经复活了的神吗？
Is it a God that has resurrected?
是战胜死亡的神吗？
A God has conquered death?
是蛮有能力的神吗？
A mighty God?
是蛮有权柄的神吗？
A God with authority?
还是死了的神？
Or a God who is dead?
还是没有能力的神？
A God who is without power?
如果我们所相信的这位神是复活得胜的神，
If we believe in a God who is risen and is full of power,
他带给我们的是盼望。
Then what he brings us is hope.
今天我们也不需要围着我们所处在的问题忧忧愁愁。
And we don't need to be depressed all day long about the predicaments that we are in.
今天我们要以几方面来看耶稣基督的复活，他显明了什么。
Today, I want to look at a few aspects of what Christ's resurrection demonstrates.
第一点我们要看的是耶稣基督的复活显明了耶稣是神。
First, the resurrection of Christ demonstrated that he is God.
耶稣基督真的复活了。
He is risen indeed.
好多年前我带着家人来到了耶路撒冷。
Some years ago, my family and I traveled to Jerusalem.
我们就在耶路撒冷的这个地方看耶稣基督走过的道路。
And we walked the path that Jesus walked.
当我们来到耶稣基督的坟墓的时候，
When we arrived at the tomb where Jesus was buried,
我进去坟墓，看到这个坟墓是空的。
And I went into the tomb and saw that it's an empty one.
坟墓的前面就有一个牌子这样写着。
There's a sign in front of the grave.
他不在这里，他已经复活了。
He is not here, for he is risen.
耶稣基督复活了。
Jesus Christ is risen.
他是一位从死里复活的主。
He is the Lord who has resurrected from dead.
他是又真又活的神。
And he is the true and living God.
他是神。
He is God.
是全人的神。
He's the Almighty God.
感谢赞美神。
Praise the Lord.
我们所信的神是又真又活的神。
The God we believe in is a living God.
我们所信的神不是死的神。
The God we believe in is not a dead one.
耶稣基督的复活是一个事实。
Christ's resurrection is a fact.
今天的自由神学派的神学者啊的神学的学者，他们怀疑耶稣基督复活的事实。
Now there are theologians in the liberal camp that would raise doubt about the resurrection of Christ.
如果耶稣基督没有复活
，But if Christ did not rise,
我们所信的是谎言。
Then our faith is useless.
保罗在哥林多前书第十五章第十四节说：“若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是谎言，所以你们所信的也是谎言。”
So Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14, "And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith."
如果耶稣基督没有复活，就否定了耶稣基督的神性。
If Christ was not raised from the dead, then we would have to deny his deity.
那么我们所传的福音不能算是福音。
The gospel is no longer good news.
因为福音的中心点就是耶稣基督和他的复活。
Because the central point of the gospel or the good news is Jesus Christ and his resurrection.
耶稣基督在十字架上为我们的罪担当了。
Jesus Christ bear our sin on the cross.
耶稣基督担当了我们的罪，使我们跟神之间的关系已经和好了。
He did that so that we can be reconciled to God.
如果耶稣基督没有复活，我们所传的是虚假的。
But if Christ did not rise from dead, then all that we have preached about would have been false.
如果耶稣基督没有复活，我们基督徒必须都可怜。
And if that's the, if Jesus Christ did not rise from death, then we as Christians are more pitiful than anybody else.
我们活在这个世界上完全没有盼望。
Because we would not have hope.
我们的生命完全没有意义。
And our life would not have meaning.
耶稣基督已经复活了。
But Christ is risen.
显明了他是神。
That demonstrated that he is God.
他有复活的大能。
And he has the power of resurrection.
他在世的时候曾经显明了他的神性。
Now while Jesus Christ was walking on earth, he also did things that demonstrated that he was God.
在路加福音第七章第十一到十七节，他是拿阴沉寡妇的儿子从死里复活。
And in Luke chapter 7, it recorded the miracle that he raised from dead the son of a widow in the city of Nain.
路加福音第八章第四十九到五十六节，耶稣基督使管会堂的女儿复活。
And then Luke chapter 8, he raised from dead the daughter of the ruler of the synagogue.
约翰福音第十一章第十七到十四节讲到，耶稣来到伯大尼马大和玛利亚的家中，他使死了四天的拉撒路复活。
And then in John chapter 11, Jesus came to the village of Bethany, the home of Martha and Mary, to raise from dead their brother Lazarus, who had been dead for 4 days.
耶稣基督在约翰福音第十一章第二十五节有这样的一句话。
And then he said, in John 11:25,
他说复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live.
耶稣是复活的主。
So Jesus Christ is the Lord of resurrection.
复活的大能在他的身上显明了出来。
So the power of resurrection was demonstrated in his life.
他自己也在马太福音第十六章第二十一节，马可福音第九章第九到十节和约翰福音第二章第十八到二十二节预言了他自己将会复活。
And he himself also foretold of his death and resurrection in several references of scripture in this life. Matthew 16:21, Mark 9:19, and John 2:18-22.
各位弟兄姐妹，耶稣基督已经复活了。
Brother and sister, Christ is risen.
他的复活证明了他是神。
His resurrection proved that he is God.
他是又真又活的神。
He is a living God.
他是值得我们信靠的神。
He is a God who's worthy of our trust.
他说复活在我，生命也在我。
He said, I am the resurrection and the life.
我们的生命在神的手上。
Our life is in His hand.
我们一生的道路是由他来掌管。
And He also holds our destiny.
让我们完完全全的信靠他。
So let's trust Him with all our heart.
第二点，我们要看耶稣基督的复活显明了耶稣复活的大能。
And second point is that His resurrection proved His power of resurrection.
他是满有大能大力的神。
This God is a mighty God.
复活的大能在人的眼光来看是一件不可能发生的事情。
Now, raising from dead from a human perspective is something impossible.
世界上没有一个人能够有能力使自己或者是把别人从死里复活。
Nobody can raise himself or someone else from dead.
只有耶稣基督能够行这样的神迹奇事。
But only Jesus Christ did.
各位，我们所信的神是无所不能的神。
Brothers and sisters, our God is an almighty God.
我们能够他我们的神能够使无变有。
He created everything from nothing.
他创造了宇宙万物。
He spoke the universe into existence.
圣经耶利米书第三十二章第十七节说：“主耶和华，你曾用大能和伸出来的膀臂创造天地，在你没有难成的事。”
Jeremiah 32:17. Oh, sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you.
耶利米书三十二章二十七节说：“主耶和华自己说，我是耶和华，是凡有血气之的神，岂有我难成的事呢？”
And the Lord said, Jeremiah 32:27, "I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is there anything too hard for me?"
耶稣基督他自己说：“在人不可能的，在神凡事都能。”
And Jesus Himself said.With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
耶稣基督已经复活了。
Because Christ is risen.
复活的主与我们同在。
And the risen Lord is with us.
如果耶稣基督没有复活，
If Christ was not risen,
他就没有办法跟我们同在。
He cannot be with us.
因为他还在坟墓里面。
Because he would have been laying in the grave.
感谢赞美神，耶稣基督已经复活了。
Praise the Lord.Christ is risen.
复活的主就住在我们的心里面。
And He lives within our hearts.
我们能够靠着复活的耶稣基督得到能力。
And we can receive power through the resurrection of Christ.
我们的耶稣基督凡事都能做。
And nothing is impossible for our resurrected Lord.
我们所相信的这位神是有能力的神。
And the Lord that we believe in is a powerful one.
在我们的生活里面，我们难免会遇到困难。
Now in our life, we come across difficulties all the time.
我们会灰心，我们会失望。
And we may be frustrated, and we may feel defeated.
我们也许会想，我遇到这么大的事情，不可能有人可以解决我的问题。
And sometimes we feel that this kind of trouble nobody can save me from or out of.
弟兄姐妹，别忘了。
But do not forget.
人没有办法解决你的问题。
With men, it is impossible.
但是神能够。
But with God, nothing is impossible.
让我们来学习把我们的事情完全交托在神的手里。
So let us learn to commit everything to God's hand.
神是有能力的，神是有权柄的。
God is full of power and might.
他可以使我们，他可以用我们意想不到的方法来处理我们的问题。
And how to deal with our problem may be.With ways that we cannot have conceived.
让我们学习来依靠他。
And let us learn to, depend on him.
第三点，耶稣基督的复活显明了耶稣是救世主。
And his resurrection demonstrated that he is our redeemer.
第彼得前书第三章第十八节说，因基督也曾一次为我们的罪受苦，就是义的代替不义。唯要引我们到神的面前，按着肉体说他被治死，按着灵性说他复活了。
1 Peter 3:18 For Christ died for sins, one for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive by the Spirit.
在人看来，耶稣基督上十字架是一件苦难。
From human perspective, Jesus going on the cross.Is a suffering.
他要面对死亡。
He was facing death.
在另外一方面，我们看耶稣基督从死里复活，他已经战胜了死亡。
But if we look at it in a different way, his rising from death means that he had conquered death.
耶稣基督的复活解决了一个根本的问题。
And his resurrection solved a fundamental problem.
就是罪与死的问题。
And that's the problem of sin and death.
圣经说，罪的工价乃是死，死亡是从罪来的。
The scripture said, for the wages of sin is death, because death entered the world due to sin.
罪使我们与神隔离。
Sin separates us from God.
我们要面对神的刑罚。
We have to face the punishment.
死亡是从罪来的。
And that's why there's death.
耶稣成为了赎罪祭。
And Christ became the sacrifice for our sin.
解决了我们的罪和死的问题。
He solved the problem of our sin and our death.
神的儿子为我们担当了罪的审判。
He bare all the judgment for our sin.
他成了代罪的羔羊，死在十字架上。
He became the sacrificial lamb to die on our behalf.
就好像使徒约翰说，看那神的羔羊，除去世人的罪孽。
As John the Baptist said, Behold, the Lamb of God who bare the sin of the world.
他从死里复活。
And he was raised from the dead.
为我们的缘故胜过死亡。
And he conquered death for our sake.
耶稣胜过死亡。
He conquered death.
有一天你和我也要胜过死亡。
And one day, you and I will also be victorious over death.
保罗在哥林多前书第十五章第五十一到五十七节讲得很清楚。
Paul writing in the 1 Corinthians chapter 15 very clearly stated.
因为经文很长，我们没有办法一一的来读，我们只注重在第五十我们是注重在第五十我们注重在第五十二没有，我们第五十五节，十二你得胜的权势在哪里？十二你的毒钩在哪里？使的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。
So this is a long passage from verse 52 through 57, but we'll focus on the two verses 55 and 56. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law.
感谢赞美神，使我们借着耶稣基督，我们可以得胜。
But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
死亡对于信靠耶稣基督的人，不再是死，而是回家。
So death is no longer a permanent loss for someone who believes in Jesus Christ, but rather a returning home.
死已经不再是一件可怕的事情。
It's no longer something of terror.
也就耶稣基督啊，从死里复活，带给我们重大的意义。
So there's a great significance of Jesus Christ's resurrection.
我们要看两方面，耶稣基督死里复活给我们的意义。
So we'll look at it two ways.
第一点，我要看耶稣基督的复活带给我们盼望。
First is that the resurrection of Jesus Christ brings us hope.
因此，对我们基督徒来说，我们可以靠着复活得胜的耶稣基督来面对明天。
Because as Christians, we can face tomorrow through the power of the resurrected Christ.
保罗在罗马书第五章第二节说：“我们又借着他。”因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
Romans 5:2, through whom, means Christ, we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
彼得在彼得前书第一章三节说，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾造自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
1 Peter 1:3, Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
各位，你知道你从哪里来，你往哪里去吗？
Do you all know where you come from and where you're heading?
活在这个世界上，你了解这个世界，活在这个世界上的意义是什么吗？
Do you know the meaning of living in this world?
你是否了解你一生要往哪里去？
Do you know where your life is heading?
人生的意义就是在这短暂的人生里面把握那永恒的将来。
The meaning of this life, the most important one is that in this short and transient life, we can grasp eternity.
我们有永恒的盼望，完全是靠着耶稣基督的死和复活。
And the only reason we can have eternal hope is through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我们有永恒的盼望，是因为耶稣基督从死里复活，我们可以靠着耶稣基督，我们能够期望将来到天家与神面对面。
And because of the death and resurrection of Christ, we can have this sure hope that one day we will return home to heaven and be with God forever.
彼得前书一章十八节说，知道你们得赎脱去你们祖宗所流传的行为，不是凭着人坏的经营等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵无玷污的羔羊之血。
For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your father.
我们的祖宗过去流传给我们的是中国的文化和传统。
Now we were handed down from our forefathers a lot of Chinese customs and culture.
比方说是拜偶像、算命、烧金银纸、看风水等等这一类的中国的文化传统。
And some of those traditions involved idolatry, fortune telling, burning Hades paper to ancestor underground, and or using feng shui or doing certain type of geographical fortune.
当我们在其中行事为人随从今世的风俗束缚空间中掌权指首领的时候，就是束缚在邪灵的权势之下。
And at that time we were following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, and we were submitting to the spirit that was at work, the evil spirit.
但是当我们真实的信靠耶稣基督的时候，靠做耶稣基督的复活的大人，救我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国度里面。
But when we believe, we were through the power of Jesus' resurrection, we were saved out of the kingdom of darkness and moved into His beloved Son's kingdom.
我们可以借助耶稣基督的宝血得蒙救赎。
And through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, we receive redemption.
我们的罪得以赦免，不再和偶像邪术之间有任何的关系。
Our sin is forgiven, and we also have severed all ties from idolatry and sorcerers.
弟兄姐妹，我们这群耶稣得蒙耶稣基督宝血救赎回来的子民，必须过圣洁的生活。
So, brothers and sisters, as redeemed of Christ, we must live a holy life.
我们靠着耶稣基督的宝血，我们脱离了撒旦的权势。
Because through the precious blood of Christ, we have been saved from the power of Satan.
耶稣基督的复活证明了他的能力和权柄，我们可以依靠他来到神的面前，过圣洁的生活。
So, because the resurrection of Christ demonstrated his power and his authority, through him we can come to God and receive power to live a holy life.
耶稣基督真的从死里复活了，他的复活是真实的。
So, Christ's resurrection is a fact.
保罗在哥林多前书第十五章讲到耶稣基督的见证。
And Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 15 about the witnessing of his resurrection.
在这他的见证里面，他描述了有许多人亲眼看到复活的耶稣基督。
He described how many brothers and sisters were eyewitness of this resurrected Christ.
今天耶稣基督的坟墓是空的，耶稣不在那里，因为他已经复活了。
Today, the tomb where Jesus was buried is empty because he was not there. He is risen.
弟兄姐妹，活在这个充满罪恶的和败坏的世界，许多事情发生在我们的身上和我们的亲人身上。
Brothers and sisters, as we live in a sin-filled world, in the presence of evil, there are many things that may happen to us, to the ones that we love.
比方说世界上的地震、饥荒、水灾、经济不景气、暴动、病痛、意外等等。
There are natural disasters like earthquake, flood, drought, famine. There are man-made disasters, there are insurrections.Etc.
好多时候这些发生在我们当中的事令我们难过。
And if these things affect us directly or indirectly, it causes us to suffer.
使我们完全透不过气。
And sometimes it also makes us depressed.
弟兄姐妹，我们要知道的是复活的耶稣基督带给我们的是盼望。
But what we must remember is the hope that the resurrected Christ brings us.
耶稣基督他看顾我们，他带给我们的是盼望。
And Christ also cares for us, and he brings us hope.
也我们有耶稣基督与我们同在，他安慰我们，他帮助我们。
With his ever presence with us and being our instant help.
他给我们的是永恒的生命。
And he has given us eternal life.
有一天我们在地上的日子结束的时候，我们知道我们往哪里去。
So when and if our life ends here on earth, we know where we will be.
神为我们预备的地方是比地上的这个地方更完美的一个地方。
Because the home that we are heading to, that God has prepared for us, is way more perfect than this earth.
这个地方在启示录21章第3到4节的描述讲得很清楚。
As we read in Revelation 21 verses 3 and 4, it very clearly depict this perfect eternal home.
因为讲到神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
It declares that the dwelling of God is with man, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things have passed away.
让我们学习在生活上完全的信靠神。
So let us learn to trust God completely in our daily living.
让神的爱在我们的里面，我们知道说神看顾我们，神帮助我们。
And let ourselves be immersed in the love of God and fully trusting that He cares for us and order things for us.
第二点我们要看的是耶稣基督的复活带给我们的是什么？带给我们的是我们的生命改变。
The second significance is that the resurrection of Christ brings us changes of our lives.
感谢神，今天我们有两位弟兄姐妹接受洗，我们有两位弟兄接受浸礼。
Praise to the Lord for the two brothers who are receiving baptism today.
浸礼的意义是与耶稣基督同死、同埋葬、同复活。
And the meaning of baptism is that you, through the water baptism, you're depicting death with Christ, being buried with Christ, and risen with Christ.
在罗马书第六章第四到第五节这样说。
Romans chapter 6, verses 4 and 5.
四五节说，所以我们借着洗礼归入死，与他一同埋葬，也是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们落在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of theFather, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection.
敬礼的意义是写明我们的老我，我们的罪和基督一起同死同埋葬。
So in this act of baptism, it symbolizes that our old self and our sin will all die with Christ.Christ and buried with him.
耶稣基督已经复活了，那与耶稣基督同复活的我就是一个新造的我。
And as Christ is risen, the one that we are raising with him is the new creation.
是一个完全不同的我。
It's a totally new self.
世界上最大的神迹奇事是我们常常看到但是没有觉悟到的。
The greatest miracle that happened is one that we seen often, but we don't really perceive it.
那就是一个基督徒生命的改变。
And that is the changes in a Christian's life.
生命的改变印证了复活的耶稣基督是又真又活的神。
Because that change of life in a Christian, really demonstrates that the resurrection of Christ is real, and that he is a living God.
这印证了耶稣基督在人生命当中的作为。
Because it demonstrated what he does through your life.
各位弟兄姐妹，各位朋友，如果你还没有相信神。
Dear friends, if you are not yet a believer.
你还没有接纳耶稣基督为你个人的救主和生命的主，现在就是一个时候。
If you have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, now is the time.
你可以来到神的面前祷告，承认你是一个罪人。
You can come before God and pray to confess you are a sinner.
你承认你过去你远离了神。
You've confessed that you have turned your backAgainst God in the past.
你不认识神,
and you do not know him truly.
你现在愿意相信耶稣基督为你的罪死在十字架上。
But by believing that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sin.
你接纳耶稣基督为你个人的救主和生命的主。
And willing to receive him as your personal Lord and Savior.
如果你肯这样做，你肯做这样的一个祷告的话。
If you're willing to do this, you pray this prayer.
神爱你，神接纳你的祷告。
This prayer will be acceptable for God.
你肯不肯？
Are you willing?
我们这样的，我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们。